to the sick and afflicted. We thank you for healing the sick and afflicted. Father, most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who precious us back to you with the shedding of his blood. But as we worship you, let us worship you in spirit and in truth, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands. Let's celebrate our risen Lord this morning. Oh, he's alive. He's alive and well this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we apologize. The words are not on the screen this morning.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore.
Alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Now, let us recite our decree, knowing that Jesus has risen from the dead and he is alive. I declare Ephesians 3:20 over my life. God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think. Because I honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I'm surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. And the church say,
amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing praises unto our Lord. Up from the grave he arose. body this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They crucified him. They killed him. But the next time he comes, he'll be coming for me and you.
Lofty courts of heaven came abroad on earth to bloom.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Knowing when he left his father that his fate would be the tomb. But the grave, it could not hold him. Angels rolled the stone.
Next time he comes.
the next time he comes, he'll be coming for me. He'll be coming for me. He'll be coming for me. Are you ready today? Are you ready today? Come on, clap your hands and give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The next time he comes, the next time he comes, oh, he'll be coming for me. He'll be coming for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for Calvary. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. One of the seven last words on the cross, he said, it is finished.
I
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Is he your Lord this morning? Is he your Lord? Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands and give him praise. Hallelujah. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he's living. Whatever man must say. You know, because I talked to him this morning. I walk and talk with him. He's alive and well. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. God's not dead.
He is still alive.
Oh, my God, not dead.
He is still alive. because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all the uncertain things that are going on around us in the world today do not frighten me, because I serve a living Savior. Our God is not dead. Our God is alive, and he is alive forevermore. Clap your hands and give God some praise. On this Easter Resurrection Sunday, I'm just glad to be alive. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad that I know Jesus in the free pardon of my sin. And I'm glad that I am celebrating his resurrection. After all, this is really about him. And I can't hardly wait to get to preach to you today, because I got a word that's going to bless you. Amen. Well, it's tithe time at Full Gospel. Hallelujah. Your tithe keeps this ministry going. Your tithe keeps these doors open. Your tithe keeps the television program on, the internet flowing, the radio ministry going, the prison ministry going. Your tithe keeps the food bank open on Mondays. Your tithe's doing a whole lot here at Full Gospel. And we're thankful that you give and that you give generously. We divide this, as you know, into tithe, and then we come back for offerings, because the Lord spoke to me to do that many years ago. If you have your tithe and you're sitting on this side of the church, go stand in that far aisle. Sitting on this side of the church, go stand in that far aisle. You can use Zelle if you want to put your gift on a credit card. Just walk over to the finance office of the church and someone will meet you there and will process your card if you choose to do it that way. We appreciate your faithfulness to give. You know, folks, many, many times people think, well, my little bit doesn't make a difference. But what you've got to remember, when we take everybody's and put it together, the little bits and the whole lots, when we get through, we get the work done. So every gift, every tithe, every offering is extremely important to the work of our Lord. So let us always be faithful. We know that the tithe rebukes the devourer. We know that the tithe opens the windows of heaven and pours out blessings there's not even room enough for us to receive. Our tithe does some incredible things in our lives. And I'll tell you something else. It'll break the curse of poverty. When you start tithing and you do it on a regular and a consistent basis, it will absolutely change your financial picture. Amen. Take those tithes and lift them up to the Lord. Father, we consecrate our tithes to you. They were never ours to start with. They always belong to you. You just trusted us to bring them to a holy altar. And on this Resurrection Sunday, we're proud to be Christians. And we're thankful that we believe in the message. And that's why we're putting part of our money into the message. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithe. Place them in my hand as an act of worship and as an act of obedience. Give, give, give.
Give it in Jesus' name. Give, give, give. Give it in Jesus' name.
Now, Father, see our giving, our tithing. We're covenant people, and we know that you honor covenant. So return it 1,000 times over, rebuking the devourer. Let us be so blessed that people look on us and see our blessing and call us blessed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, what do we do after we pay our tithe? We bring offerings to the holy altar. And I'm going to ask everybody today that's been blessed to give a special offering, a resurrection offering. God will honor your gifts today. your seeds, your vows, your envelopes that you've taken. As you give them, you're going to not only keep the windows of heaven open, but God's going to push that blessing out that window, and it's going to fall on you. Everybody try to give at least $25. If you've been blessed this week in a special way, give God something special and see what God does for you in this coming week. Lift your offering to the Lord. Father, speak to us about our giving. We will be faithful to do it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, stand all over the house. I want you to come and bring your very best gift. And if you don't have a gift, I want you to come and touch the bucket. God will honor you for being obedient. Come now in Jesus' name. Give, give, give.
Give it in Jesus' name.
Father, see our giving, our offerings that we have brought to a holy altar today. Honor them and return them 1,000 times over. We ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Somebody say praise God for the giving of God's people. You can't beat God giving no matter how hard you try. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I'm going to ask you to do one more thing for me before I go to the Word. Would you all stand, please? Everybody, I need everybody to stand everywhere in the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, guys, come on down here and fill up these front rows. You can move to the back after I get through with this. I need these front rows filled. Please, folks, come from the back and fill up the front rows. I'm making a picture is what I'm doing. We need a picture for our monthly letter. And if we have empty chairs on the front row, the whole building will look empty. I don't care how many folks are here. So I'm asking for a few folks, just for a moment. You can move back to wherever you want to sit. Deacons, would y'all come and sit on the front row? Ministers, would y'all come and sit on the front row? Hallelujah. Praise team, would you come sit on the front row? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like every chair filled on the front row. You can go back after my picture is made. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, girls, in the video room, use this camera over here and do a pan all the way across the audience, please. Just do a pan all the way across from this side camera. Now, I want you to smile. Y'all look like you just got bad news. I need you to smile. This is Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now let me get my skinny lens out and my happy lens out. Hallelujah. So we can get you on the picture. Are you ready? Are you ready? We're just about there. We're just about there.
Thank you.
excited about today. There's some very important announcements that our folks will give at the end of the service concerning Brother Miller's father's funeral and some other things that are happening. And so we want you to be sure not to run out till you know all the details of the announcements. And then, of course, our kids have got a little program here at the close of the service. You're going to really enjoy that. And we're going to give treats to the children. Give our ladies that put all this together a great big round of applause. I'm going to speak to you today on five things that resurrection power will do in your life. Easter is the celebration of the greatest event in human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is not just a moment in history, but it is a manifestation of divine power that changed everything. My text this morning is found in Philippians, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. This is a powerful verse of scripture. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now, there's some other scriptures that we will look at also over in Romans 8, verse 11, Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10, John 11, verses 25 through 26, 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 22, and Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. Let me say it again. Easter is the greatest event in all of human history. The resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not just a moment in history, but it is a manifestation of divine power that changed everything. Whew, this is going to get good. The resurrection of Jesus Christ validates Jesus' identity as the Son of God, and it confirms the victory over death, hope over despair, and light over darkness. Paul's cry in Philippians 3 and 10 reveals a deep yearning, not just to know about Jesus, but to encounter the power that raised him from the dead. This power is not abstract, but it is available to every believer. Resurrection power is the force that transforms dead situation. It revives lost hope, and it empowers victorious living. Look over at somebody and say, I believe in the resurrection of Jesus. And I believe that I have the power of the resurrection operating and moving in me. As we reflect on Easter, we need to explore, and that's what we're going to do for a few minutes this morning, about how that resurrection power works in us, what it achieves, and how we can continually walk in its reality. It's not a one-day celebration, but it is a lifelong experience for those who believe. I'm going to give you five things that resurrection power does for you. Number one, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ coming back from the dead validates our faith. The resurrection of Jesus is the cornerstone of our Christian belief. Without it, our faith is in vain. The resurrection confirms Jesus as the Son of God. Romans 1 and 4 declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. The resurrection and its power authenticates the power of the gospel that we preach. 1 Corinthians 15 and 14, if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain. It assures us of our own future resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20, Christ, the first fruits of those who slept. Oh, praise God. We as Christians don't worry about death. We're not worried about going to the grave because we know the promise of the resurrection. Christ came forth, and because he came forth, we will come forth if we die. I don't know about you. I'm not looking for a hole in the ground. I'm looking for one in the sky. I believe our Lord is coming back to earth again. Hallelujah. The first time, hallelujah, he came as a baby. But the next time he comes, he's coming as a reigning king. Hallelujah. You see, the resurrection power not only validates our faith, but it gives credibility to the Christian hope that if we die in Christ, we will live again. 1 Peter 1 and 3, a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now here is a biblical example that is found in John 20 and Acts 2. After Jesus came back from the dead, his disciples then went forth in boldness after they saw him. Did you get that? Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you and I should be running around, at least walking around in holy boldness. We should witness about Jesus Christ everywhere we go. Now here's one that's going to wake somebody up. The second thing about the power of the resurrection of Christ is it breaks every yoke. It breaks every bondage. There is no demon in hell that is strong enough or big enough to defeat the living, resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody missed a place to shout. Resurrection power is a yoke-destroying, burden-lifting force that liberates us from bondage. He whom the Son set free is free indeed. And I want to tell you, he came that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. I do not care what Satan has done to bind you up or to mess you up. Jesus came to break the yoke of bondage that has you in sin and has you bound up by the powers of the world. I'm preaching to somebody. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, I want you to get this according to Romans 6 and 9. Death no longer has dominion over Jesus. But hey, I'm going to take that one step further. Death no longer has dominion over you and me. You see, the power of the resurrected Christ that breaks every yoke, it also destroys every satanic stronghold. Colossians 2:15, having spoiled principalities, triumphing over them. Hallelujah. This power that breaks every yoke sets captives free from guilt and from condemnation. Romans 8 and 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who are not walking after the flesh, but who are walking after the Spirit. Somebody clap your hands in this house and give God some praise. Look over at somebody and say, I'm no longer living under condemnation. Hallelujah. I am living free from guilt. I am living free from sin. You see, this power of the resurrection that breaks every yoke is also replacing fear with power, with love, and with a sound mind. For 1 Timothy 1 and 7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Honey, you would have a nervous breakdown if you didn't have the resurrected power of Christ in your life. Hallelujah. I was talking to a lady yesterday in a business, and she said, you know, this world is so filled with anxiety. She said, it just makes me afraid. I'm afraid of what's going on, and it looks like things are getting worse. And I said, wait just a minute. If you're a Christian, you don't live in fear. You live in the power of the resurrection. You are set free from all of the powers of the enemy. I'm going to say it again. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Clap your hands all over this house and give God some praise and shout out, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Put your hands up and give Him a wave offering all over this house and say, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Ha ha ha! Hallelujah! Glory to God. Here's a biblical example of that for you. In Mark 16 and 9, there's a story of a woman, Mary Magdalene, who was bound by 7 demons, and she became a joyful witness after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The third thing that is available to you because of resurrection power is this. Resurrection power restores lost hope. So many people today in this world have given up on religion. But more than that, they have given up on God Himself. They've given up on themselves and they're just existing. But I want to tell you, because Christ came back, hallelujah, on that first resurrection morning, it restores lost hope. Let me say it this way. Easter turns grief into joy. It turns despair into renewed expectation. God can bring life out of hopelessness. Remember the story in Ezekiel 37, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. Listen, God put this preacher here on this television station today to tell you He is risen. He is risen. Hallelujah. And you can have hope again, and He will put life in you. The resurrection, I'm about to shout, does something awesome because it assures divine intervention in our situations. Have you got a situation that you know it's going to take God to take care of it? Has the doctor given you bad news? Has the lawyer given you bad news? Has your spouse given you bad news? Has your child given you bad news? And it looks like there is no way out. I came to tell you the God of intervention is still alive. He lives, He lives, He lives forevermore. Sister Mary Holmes knows what I'm talking about. When her son was convicted of crimes he did not commit and put away in a prison, and they threw away the key, and he stayed in that prison over 30 years, a man who was not guilty. But his mama came to this church Sunday after Sunday, and she gave her prayer request. Pray for Sidney. Pray that God will bring him out of that prison. Pray that God will deliver him. Pray that God will work a miracle. You see, Mary Holmes believed that God will intervene in impossible situations. Hallelujah. She went through lawyer after lawyer. They took her money and did nothing for her. But one day, God stepped in to her impossible situation. God touched a group of legal people and said, you need to investigate this. Something's not right. They reinvestigated, and her son is now out of prison, preaching the gospel, doing the work of God. Hallelujah. Living over in the Tampa area. Hallelujah. Has his own business. Hallelujah. And doing things. If you don't think that God can intervene in impossible situations, go back there and talk to Sister Mary Holmes. She'll tell you what kind of resurrection power that God has released. I'm about to preach to somebody. Say praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Touch somebody and say to them, God is going to intervene in your impossible situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 11, the same power that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Put your hand up and say, quicken me, Jesus. Quicken me, Jesus. I want to feel that resurrection power at work in my life. Here's something else. When God steps in through resurrection power, he will turn your mourning into dancing. Hallelujah. Psalms 30 verse 11 says, you've turned my mourning into dancing. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it boldly to you today. No situation is beyond God's resurrection power. John 11:25. Jesus proclaimed, I am the resurrection. And I want to tell you today, beloved, he is still the resurrection. There's not a demon in hell big enough to defeat him. He's already went to hell. That's what Saturday was all about. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, hallelujah, away from the devil. The devil don't even have the keys to his own house. Jesus came back on that first resurrection Sunday and proclaimed, I have the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Remember the two disciples that were on the Emmaus Road in Luke 24? They were walking along in sorrow because what they had experienced the previous several days. But all of a sudden, Jesus showed up and they had an encounter with Jesus, and their sorrow was turned into joy. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody ought to give God praise. The fourth power that comes to you from the resurrection of Jesus Christ is, it empowers us for holy living. The resurrection did not just secure our victory, it empowered us to live righteously. We are raised with Christ to a new life. Romans 6 and 4, after we come to Christ, that's why we believe in water baptism here. We bury you in the water, and then you are raised up out of the water, and that is a sign of a resurrection. Now you're taking on a new walk, and you're going to walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, please hear me closely, I feel I'm talking to somebody. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, sin loses its control. And we embrace the resurrection. If you're still bound by habits, if you're still bound by demons, if you're still bound by witchcraft, if you're still bound by evil powers, if you're still bound by things that will not let you go free, embrace the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because when you embrace the resurrection of Jesus, miracles begin happening in your life. You see, the Spirit of the resurrection helps us to overcome our daily struggles. Romans 6 and 11 says, reckon yourself dead to sins. And then 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And Galatians 5:16 tells us to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Listen to me, beloved. You may be so messed up with drugs. You may be so messed up with evil powers and evil influences around you. You may be bound by a spirit of calamity. You may be bound by a spirit of homosexuality. You may be bound by a spirit of lesbianism. You may be bound by the guilt of having had an abortion. But I came to you on this Resurrection Sunday to tell you, put it under the blood. Embrace the power of the resurrection. And because He lives, you can live also. You can walk out from under that load of guilt and shame, that power that makes you afraid. Why? Because you have embraced the resurrection power of the living Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to do a prophetic act. I want you to reach out like you're going to embrace someone and then just embrace the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, but let's do that one more time because this is to be shown on television. So reach out, yes, and then embrace like you were going to hug somebody. But in this embrace, you are embracing Jesus Christ. You are embracing the living, resurrected Lord and Savior. And I'm going to tell you again, He has come to set you free. Hallelujah! No longer, whoo, no longer are we bound by the things we used to be bound by. No longer are we bound by our past. No longer are we bound by our previous mistakes. But He whom the Son sets free is, thank God, free indeed. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Hallelujah. A biblical example of this empowerment of holy living is found in the life of the Apostle Paul. He was a former persecutor of the faith. Boy, he was the meanest guy alive. But after he had a Holy Ghost encounter, he became a fiery apostle through the transforming power of Christ. The story is in Acts 9, verses verses 1 through 22. Let me say this. Don't give up on your loved ones. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your spouse. Don't give up on your family. And don't give up on your friends. That looks like they will never come to Christ. Because if Christ could transform the Apostle Paul in Acts 9, he can reach into your family and he can change your family for the good. Hallelujah. Oh my. Anybody getting anything out of this? This is not just an Easter sermon. This is an every day of the week sermon. Every day of the year sermon. The fifth power of the resurrection guarantees our victory. No matter what we face, the resurrection guarantees that we will win in the end. You see, beloved, victory is ours through Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "Thanks be to God who gives us victory. And the word of God proclaims we are now more than conquerors through him that loved us." Reach over and touch somebody and say, "I'm a conqueror. I'm a winner. And I am going to win because I am a winner. The victory has been promised to me. It is mine." Hallelujah. Romans 8:37, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors." Hallelujah. Write this down, Dorothy. This is so rich. Praise God. We now live from a position of power, not fear. Put your right hand up and say, "From this day forward, because of resurrection power, I will not live in fear, but I will live in triumph. I will have the proper victory, and I'm not living in fear." Hallelujah. Give him some more praise. Ephesians 1:19 through 20, the exceeding greatness of his power. You see, this is good. Write this down too, Dorothy. Praise God. We are different because we fight our battles already knowing the outcome. We have resurrection triumph. Yes, I might be struggling today. Yes, I might be walking in a hard place today. But I know how it's going to turn out. Because of his resurrection power, I am going to walk in complete triumph. 2 Corinthians 4:14, "He who raised Jesus will also raise us." Here's an awesome example. Also from the book of Acts, the 7th chapter. Stephen, though he faced martyrdom, saw the victorious Christ standing at the right hand of the Father. I want you to get this, beloved. Whatever you are going through, you are a winner. Whatever you are going through, you are going to win. In the name of Jesus. Touch somebody again and say, "I'm a winner. I'm not a loser. I'm operating in resurrection power." Easter, beloved, is not the end of the story. It is the beginning of a victorious life in Christ. The tomb is empty. Death is defeated, and the resurrection power is available to all who believe. It is this power that makes us more than conquerors. It is this power that renews our hope and transforms our lives. So in this season, we need to let what's happening, what we're celebrating and what we're doing today, let it awaken a fresh desire for you and me as believers to walk in the power of His resurrection daily. God never meant for you to have a powerless life. Resurrection power is for everyday victory over sin, fear, failure, and defeat. And I prophesy to you today that this power is now active in you. Do a prophetic act and pull that power of victory down on you. Just go ahead and pull it on down. I no longer will live in defeat. I no longer will live with all of this. But I am going to walk in resurrection power through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If you believe it, clap your hands one more time. I'm going to ask everyone here to stand, please. If you possibly can, I want you to stand because I want to pray over you. And I want you to speak some affirmations. I want you to speak some short prayers. And you're going to find that something is released into your life in a brand new way. Why don't you put your hands up and just total surrender to Jesus Christ. Just leave those hands in the air for a moment. And whisper this prayer with your hands up. I surrender to Jesus. I surrender all of my losses, all of my pain, all of my defeat, all of my sin, everything that is negative in my life, I surrender it to the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus died for me, that He arose from the grave, and He now sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for all mankind, and that means me. With godly sorrow, I turn away from my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my personal Savior. And I invite Jesus now to come into my life and live in me and live through me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, remain standing. You have become a new creature, and all things have passed away, and all things have become new. I want you to pray another prayer with me. Say this: Lord Jesus, let the power of Your resurrection be active in my life daily. Father, destroy every yoke of sin and death in my life by Your power. Jesus, restore every area of my life that is dead or dying. Oh Lord, let the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead quicken every weakness in me. Be gone, weakness, sickness, disease, wrong thinking, be gone, because Jesus lives. And then I want you to be sure you pray the closing part of this prayer. Almighty God, empower me to live a victorious, holy life in Jesus' name. If you believe he has heard that prayer, shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands and give him some praise. Now, it would not be Resurrection Sunday to me if I did not ask God to release the miraculous into your life. Somebody say praise God. You know, Brother Bynes, I just feel led to walk down on the main floor. Hallelujah. Glory. I feel such an anointing in here. Somebody is getting ready to get healed in this house. Somebody, because Jesus went to that old rugged cross, is getting ready to live. Somebody, because of resurrection power, is going to be delivered today in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Tell them to get on this camera, please. This is what the Lord is showing me. Hallelujah. 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 Now tilt down and show the audience behind me. Hallelujah. 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 The healing power of Jesus is in this place. The healing power of Jesus is in this place. The healing power of Jesus is in this place. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Say it out loud, forcefully. The healing power of Jesus is in this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My resurrection power, saith the Lord, is active, alive, and working in this place today. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am stretching forth my miracle hand even now, and I am releasing healing power into your body. I am releasing delivering power into your body. I am releasing the power of supernatural victory into your body. Reach up and lay hands on yourself and say, I am receiving my healing in Jesus' name. By his stripes I am healed. Now I say unto you, the miracle resurrection power of Jesus Christ is alive and at work in you, in your family, in your children, in your business, in every area that you need his miracle power. It is released to you today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Got to praise him one more time. Listen, beloved, you may be seated in the presence of God. I want you to leave here in a few moments with the very presence of Jesus going with you. I want you to leave here knowing that Christ is alive and that you are going to operate under a brand new covenant. His power is present and available, not just on Resurrection Sunday, but His power is available to you on a daily basis. If you believe it, clap your hands and say yes. Oh, thank God for His love. Thank God for His power. Thank God for His anointing. Did you get anything out of this resurrection service? Do you feel spiritually empowered now to face the world in a brand new way? Somebody lift your hands one more time and give God praise. Sister Lillian Roberson, would you come and complete the next portion of our service? We'll be back tonight. We'll minister to you tonight, probably lay hold of hands. It's going to be a great anointing in this place tonight. And Wednesday, we're going to pray. We had a great prayer meeting this past Wednesday. You could just feel the tangible presence of Jesus in this place as we prayed. And then next Sunday, God willing, I'm going to preach. I might be down, but I'm not out. So you better bring your shouting shoes with you next Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Give Minister Lillian a great big round of applause.
Thank you. God bless you. Give Pastor a hand of applause for that beautiful message that he delivered today. As you know, every Easter we have our little babies that come in and we have little gifts and so forth for them. But today there's going to be a little treat. I would like each and every one of you that have kids, bring your kids to Sunday school. If you do not have a church, bring them. And you're going to see what these little babies are going to do today. Your baby can be in the same position, okay? So as of right now, sit back, relax, encourage them as they present to you. Give them a hand. Give them a hand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't they beautiful? Can we say it again, please? Can we say it again? Can we be a little louder? Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, now. They're going to go this way? Okay. Come on, kids. Come on. Follow your teacher. No, you're not going. You just go that way. See, and this can be your babies. This can be your grandchild or your great-grandchild. Can they turn around, please? Can they turn around? Yeah, can they face the audience? Director? Okay. There we go. Do you need a mic? We got a mic. We have a mic.
Today we are feeling good because Jesus died for us.
Hallelujah. Enjoy. One more time. Feeling good. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, as of right now, as they're coming down, we are going to give the kids their gift, and the teacher's going to escort them back to their parents, okay? Thank you very much.
Hold on. Oh, no. Okay.
1 second. Come line up.
Okay. Line up for your present.
Okay, kids. Let's line up. Let's line up, please. Let's line up. Let's line up. Go ahead.
TJ. Go with mommy. Here you go, TJ.
Go with mommy. As
Jaden.
Go to Auntie Sarah.
Malik.
He's right here. Go to Daddy. Daddy's in the back.
Carter.
Come here, baby. Go to Mom. 1 second. Safari, right here. Go to dad.
Ezra is sick.
Ezra, that's for Ezra.
Okay, let's hold this for Ezra. Aria.
Go Go in the back to mom. Go, baby. Okay? Thank you. Okay. You be with mom. Go to mom. Thank you. Go to grandma. Go to mommy, baby. Go to mommy. Go to mommy, baby. The little babies right here. These are the babies. Can I take any? Mom. Okay. I don't see the other. Okay. Where's Nicole? Where is he? This is his right here. Yes. Nicole, can you come? No. We'll take the store for me, please. Thank you. Okay, take that to. Oops. Okay. Has all the kids been served? Here, Mom. Has all the kids been served? Okay. Before everyone else can get a gift, we would like to our sympathy to the Millen's family. You know that Brother Millen's father passed last week, and the funeral will be this Saturday. They would like to thank each and every one for their prayers, their kind words that they have reached out to them. The viewing will be on Friday at Cathedral Church of God in Deerfield. If anybody need the address, I have it, please. And that's between 6 and 8. The service will be at the same place on Saturday. Well, first, there's another viewing at 10 to 11, and the service starts at 11. If you would like to give flowers, the body, Mr. Benjamin Miller, he's at Portia, L.C. Portia Funeral Home. If you need additional information, please come and see me, okay? Are there any other announcements? All hearts clear? All hearts clear. Dismiss. Okay. Would everybody please stand, and on your way out, you're more than welcome to get a package of goodies. And that's our thank you for coming out and visiting with us on this beautiful, beautiful Resurrection Sunday. God bless. Just the goodie bags. Not the stuff on the table. Father God, we thank you for this day. Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made, Lord, and there will be no other day like today. Thank you, Father God, for your resurrection, Son, Lord God. And Father God, as each and every one leave this building, Father God, but Lord, they'll never leave your presence. We ask for protection, Father God, wherever their destination may be. And Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that they took time out, Lord God, to be with you in this day, Father. And we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Music, music. Take a gift.